Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have open lines right now, 844-322-2742. We would really love to hear from you on today's broadcast. If you have a question about fear, depression, anxiety, you have a story you would like to share about how you have overcome those things in your life through the power of the gospel, we would love to hear that story. And certainly as you share it, many people out there will be encouraged, will have a sense of hope that they too can break free from their emotional bondage. It is a big problem in this world today. It's a big problem here in America. Many folks need some encouragement. Many folks need hope. Many folks need the power of the gospel so that they can break free and experience abundant life through faith in Jesus Christ. If you're watching us live on Facebook or YouTube, you notice it's just Richard and I in the studio today. Bob Davis is out. He was out yesterday. He had some surgery on his back yesterday. I just talked with him a few minutes ago. He is at home now recovering. The surgery was a little more extensive than they thought, but I think the surgeon was very pleased with the result. And now Bob is just on the mend, recovering. So wanted to share that with our listeners and encourage our listeners to pray for Bob and pray for a speedy recovery. We sure miss him in the studio, that place that's empty right there. We're hoping it's only going to be for a very, very short period of time.
Cut out or something.
Yes, yes.
Picture of Bob.
Yeah, folks can realize that he's still here. I tell you, Bob and I have been working together in this ministry for 35 years.
Wow.
I came on staff in 1982. The ministry hired him to engineer a broadcast that we were doing way back then. And then he is just kind of his role and his responsibilities expanded as a business person. And then in the 90s, early 90s, he joined us on a full-time basis. And I know of no other person that is as warm as Bob Davis. He's got the most loving heart you can ever imagine. Just a teddy bear, loves people, and loves to be a part of this broadcast, lifting up the name of Jesus so folks can go free in Christ. So I just encourage our listeners to, as you remember Bob, to pray for him, pray for a speedy recovery, that he can return to these microphones as quickly as possible. Well, today we're going to do some aggressive Bible study and aggressive attacking of the lies in this world. Yesterday we read a verse that said don't be taken captive by empty and hollow philosophies that are built upon deception. They're out there in the world, folks.
Oh, yeah.
They're alive and well. As soon as one gets recognized for what it is, another one comes popping around the corner to try to take you captive. That's just the way of the world. Satan is doing everything in his power to keep us and to keep everyone from going free in Christ, for recognizing the truth, for submitting the truth. Satan wants to stop that. He wants to prevent that. He is the father of lies. He is inventing new philosophies almost daily to try to take us captive. Well, today, Paul kind of shares how we can take those thoughts captive, and this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Love this passage because it is aggressive. This is not a passive passage. This is not something that we just sit back and hope everything's going to work out. This is picking up the mantle and saying we're going to do something about it. So in verse 5, well, I'm going to start in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. So if you're in emotional bondage, if you have been trapped in depression or anxiety or that sort of thing, it's because there's a stronghold of lies that has grabbed hold of your mind. And so it's causing you to live on edge, and the least little trigger can move you deeper into those realms of depression or anxiety or fear or self-pity, and even pushing you down that path to despair. It's a stronghold. And it says those are spiritual strongholds. And it says we have weapons that have divine power, that have the ability to destroy those strongholds.
Yes.
So this isn't just tolerating. This isn't just trying to coexist. This is destroying those strongholds. Why? Because the only way you're going to go free is for those strongholds to be destroyed that are moving you down a different path. So in verse 5, he says, we destroy, crush, trample on arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God. What are these lies that Satan is throwing our way? What are the lies that the world is moving forward, propelling forward through everything that they can? They're lies against the knowledge of God. Our accuser accuses us and twists the truth about God so that we can feel guilty and shameful and unworthy. That's what Satan does. It's a lie against the knowledge of God. Well, we have power, folks. It's truth. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the resurrection that has already proven that it can defeat our most mortal enemies, yes, sin and death. Resurrection power defeated both.
Yes.
And so we have that. We have truth. We have the Spirit of God. Those have divine power that can demolish these arguments. So how does that happen? Well, I think the Holy Spirit enables us to dig down into the things that we're thinking, those philosophies, those hollow deceptions, and to see them for what they really are. And then to connect us to truth, to draw that comparison, that black and white comparison, and then to give us the empowerment to reject, to move away, to destroy that in our minds, and yes, bring every thought captive to obedience, to obey Christ Jesus. That's how this works. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. You have to come to that point and say, I am willing to trust. I am willing to submit, allow the truth to take hold of this mind so that I can have the weaponry to destroy those arguments, those strongholds, so that I can experience true freedom.
Yeah, that's a clear choice. It's
yes,
a
it
wonderful
is.
Choice. We can have the weapons of the flesh and be trapped, or we can have the weapons of the Spirit and trample all that stuff. It's just as clear a delineation as that.
Yes, it is. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer here. I'm Bob Christopher. We welcome you to the broadcast as well. We welcome all those that have joined us on Facebook Live. We're welcoming all those on YouTube Live as
yes,
well, and all of our radio network across this country and Canada. If you have a question that you would like to pose on today's broadcast, we would love to hear from you right now, 844-322-2742. A reminder, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We have a critical date looming ahead of us, June 30th. That's our fiscal year end. We still need about $226,000 to meet our year-end target. We are so grateful for those who have chosen
yes,
to give here in the last several weeks. That has meant so much to us. But we need others to join the fight. Mm-hmm. We need others to step up and to say, I want to be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. We have this incredible platform. A platform of radio, a platform through Facebook and YouTube that is delivering this good news to over 120 different countries around the globe. That is a huge reach, and that reach is being financed by people just like you. Mm-hmm. And what it means is that God is using this platform to take the power of his gospel, to reach into human hearts, to bring life to the dead, spiritually dead, to lift burdens of guilt and shame and fear and all of those things off of the shoulders of so many, and to open the doors of freedom so that people can go free. That's what your gifts are doing, and it's doing it through this enormous platform that God has assembled that we know of as Basic Gospel. So your gifts are making a difference. Your gifts, through your gifts, you're becoming a world changer. Yes. So thank you for doing that. We want more people to join with us and to help bring this gospel message to as many people as we possibly can. If you can make a gift today, we would greatly appreciate it. Go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click the donate button right there on the homepage. Follow the instructions. And when you give, request your copy of The Breakout. It is a wonderful CD resource that really summarizes and gives more detail to what we've been talking about all month, how the truth sets us free, you know, how we get into these emotional messes that we find ourselves in and how we can break free from that emotional bondage and experience peace. So this is really, this breakout is the biblical path to peace. We want to put it in your hands. So request your copy when you go to basicgospel.net and contribute so that others can hear this good news. Again, all the information is at basicgospel.net. Or if you would like to call and make a contribution that way, you can call and talk to Billy right now at 844-322-2742. Well, we're going to go to the Bronx, New York, and talk to Bob. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Basic Gospel, my friend.
Hey, Bob. It's great to connect. I just wanted to give a word of encouragement. As you know, the victory over depression is just absolutely fantastic life to have. And the seeds were planted with people to people when I was going through severe depression for decades, even as a Christian.
Yes.
And it took root, and it just expanded through the writings and teachings of Major Ian Thomas, and now it's just walking in victory every day. And I just want to encourage those who are really struggling, the simple message is Christ in you. Whatever you're struggling with, especially if it's depression, God sees it as dead. That's what Jesus took it to the cross, and he left it buried in his tomb. And that was the freedom that set me free, that the Christian life is only Jesus Christ, period.
That's good news, isn't it, Bob? And I know you've been...
Oh, my goodness. It is beyond anything. I like to say every day I wake up is the greatest day of my life because of the one who lives in me.
Yes.
That's why life is so fantastic.
And that's hope, isn't it? And that's what we all need so desperately in this world right now. We need hope, real hope, not just wishful thinking, but real hope.
Right.
And that real hope is found in Jesus. And this is for our listeners. This is Bob Bennett from Bronx, New York, and he's been a part of the broadcast for many, many years. Some of the resources have been instrumental in his life, as he just shared, but he is now reaching out through his sphere of influence, through Facebook and Twitter and all of these things, and sharing these life-changing truths. And doing a phenomenal job. Bob, you teach some seminars, I understand, and you're finding every way you possibly can to connect people to the truth of Christ in them, their hope of glory. Is that right?
And exactly. And that's what God showed me. You know, when the depression victory came over two decades ago, it was, Bob, I'm going to send you hurting and depressed people, especially Christians. Just point them to me. And, Bob, I have no problem with that because I know enough. I don't trust myself. I do know him, and that is the greatest joy. Like Bob George always used to say, Jesus gave his life for us, to give his life to us, to live his life through us. And like you said, especially with people with depression, they need help now.
Yes.
And that's what the church needs to understand. They know they don't need to have Romans 8:28 constantly quoted to them. We know that in the long run. But how can you help me now, today?
Yes.
And that's where Christ in you living brings you that daily hope and experience.
That daily hope, that daily experience, that daily victory. And that's what you've been walking in. I think you posted yesterday 17 years walking in that victory that you have in Christ. Totally. You did exactly what 2 Corinthians 10:5 says. You used the truth to demolish those strongholds that were in your life, and that swung open the door of freedom, and you've walked through for 17 years. And, Bob, we are thrilled that you called today. Thank you, my friend.
Praise God. Thank you, Bob. Bless everyone there. Keep praying for you.
Well, thank you so much. I had the privilege of seeing Bob last year when I was in New York, or a couple of years ago, spoke at Beulah Baptist Church in Harlem with our good friend Timothy Riles, and what a great congregation that is. What a wonderful church. I mean, you just go there, you're lifted up, you're loved on, you're hugged, you're kissed, you're all of those things, but even more, you leave with just a deeper understanding of the love of God, a deeper understanding of the truth that sets you free. Well, Bob came when I was speaking there, and so I had a chance to see him, and I've been following him on Facebook. He's been following us on Facebook for quite a number of years, and it's a thrill to see how God is using him. Yeah. And Richard, you and I were talking about this earlier today and some throughout this week, about the equipping nature of Basic Gospel. I mean, we're delivering good news, but this good news is engaging people in a much deeper way than any of us could dream or imagine. It's actually engaging them to the point of equipping them to carry out their singular ministries of reconciliation and being ministers of this new covenant and connecting people to the reality of Christ in them, their hope of glory. And so, you know, once again, to those who give and invest, that's part of what your investment in this ministry is doing, is equipping people just like Bob Bennett in the Bronx to carry out an amazing work of connecting people to the love of Christ. So we so genuinely and sincerely thank you for helping to equip people just like that to spread the reach, to spread the good news even further than what we could do just ourselves. So it is it's a big part of what Basic Gospel is all about. So so let's get to some of these arguments that come down the pike. They're there. They're real. We all struggle with them. I think one of the biggest arguments that we hear that comes from the world, that comes from our enemy, is that we're not worthy. We're constantly accused, and we're made to feel guilty by these lies. How do we demolish that? How do we use these spiritual weapons to demolish that argument?
Well, the first thing I would suggest is go to Romans 8, not 28, like Bob was saying. There's right at the beginning of Romans 8. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, because the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. That's his opening statement. Further down in the chapter, Paul says, who is it who's going to bring an accusation against God's people? Well, it's clearly not God himself, because God doesn't condemn. So we have to recognize that Satan is going to bring this kind of, well, you call yourself a Christian, but you're not worthy of the name. Why don't you just, you know, go play in the freeway with the trucks? And we listen to that. The only way to counter that is with the truth. God does not condemn me. God has forgiven me. He has given me life. I have his Spirit. I am his child. Those are truthful statements. Those demolish that argument of you'll never measure up.
Yes. Okay. So that's argument number one. What about this argument of, and it's really around self-image. You know, that's a big deal here in America. In the world today, we're all looking for a better self-image. We want to feel better about ourselves. So we become self-absorbed. And that's one of the philosophies of the world. You need to love yourself more. You need to think about yourself more. You should do more things for yourself. All of that is part of the philosophies of the world. Well, those who are the most self-absorbed are the emptiest. They're the ones that are the loneliest. Those are the ones that, even though the world may admire, the world may flock to them and give them fame and celebrity, deep inside, they're just hollow. They're just nothing. They're just deflated balloons. So how do we use the truth of the Word of God to demolish that? Is it a good self-image that we need, or is it a proper self-image that we need?
Absolutely, we need the proper self-image, because my good self-image, if I have one today, could be destroyed tomorrow if I make a mistake. And it's ephemeral. It's just smoke. It's not real. But a proper self-image, you know, John 1, to as many as believed in him, he gave the right to be children of God. And John's letter, what manner of love that he has bestowed on us to call us children of God. When I have that identity, then all the other things that are thrown at me, whether I'm good at something and people build me up and they keep building up, and then, you know, they expect something. Or if I'm not so good at something and they keep tearing me down so that they feel better about themselves, all of that stuff just flows off your back, because I am a child of God. If I'm a child of God, other Bible verses, I'm a fellow heir with Jesus. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to me. All the spiritual blessings that are his have been given to me in him. Those kinds of realities, those kinds of truthful statements cut through the noise of what have you done for me lately. Because if I'm basing my good feelings about myself on anyone else's opinion of me, now, whether it's a teacher or a parent or a friend or a spouse, or even parents who do this with their children so their children may love them and think they're better parents, how sad is that? When you can give that stuff up and say, I am a child of God, therefore I can love as he loved, I can forgive as he forgave, and I can step into life with my head held high and know that there's nothing that can separate me from his love.
That is a proper self-image, one that will never change, one that can't be knocked over. Like any self-image you derive from the world, from the things of this world, you have to continually prop that up.
Yes.
It's on shaky ground. It continues to fall down, and you start feeling bad about yourself. And when you start feeling bad about yourself, you cry out help, and you have to do something to prop that self-image back up. But it's going to be knocked down again. And then knocked down again. So it's a constant struggle to prop this up and to keep it propped up so that you can feel somewhat good about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, there's another way, folks, and that way is understanding who you are in Christ. If you're not born again, believing in Jesus, crossing over from death to life so that you're born again into this kingdom and born again as a child of the King, as a child of God. And once you have that status, that will never change. God's opinion of you will never change. And that can get you through thick and thin. So these are two ways that we can destroy those arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God to walk in truth and to bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ Jesus. That's what we're called to do. It's not a passive way. No. This is an aggressive way to take every thought captive, to look at it, to examine it, to judge it for what it is, to discard it, and to grab hold of truth that's only found in Jesus.
That's it.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. Again, thank you for being with us today. It was, I hope this was an encouraging broadcast. Thanks to Bob Bennett for calling again and sharing his story. That was so encouraging to hear. Again, folks, Basic Gospel is listener supported. We need your help. People all over the world need you to step up and give so that they can hear the good news about Jesus, so that you can equip them with all the weapons that they need in their spiritual warfare so they can take every thought captive to Christ Jesus. Yes. It's a worthy investment. Make it today at basicgospel.net. We'll see you tomorrow.